And Anfield. Anfield Electric. I mean, you've been there, you know what it's like, bloody hell. It's marvellous atmosphere.
To win?
Yeah, but you had to expect that atmosphere to be there, even if you're losing. I mean,
you never felt safe there, did you?
Never, really.
Anfield, going to Anfield, until you go there and play as a Man United player, you will never know what it is. It's a cauldron, it's fire.
I swear, what Rio says is correct. You remember Ferguson used to rest player, not because they were tired physically,
just to make
the
sure.
week before, to make sure mentally you're ready to play at Anfield. Anfield, like I say, winning at Anfield is the best feeling in the world. Losing at Anfield is the worst. You remember the boss, sometimes when we lose at Anfield, he didn't speak for us for 2 weeks.
Didn't speak to you. You know your dad when you're a kid, yeah? If your dad shouts at you, you know where he is.
Yeah.
If your dad don't shout at you, you know it's the worst
yeah.
thing. He didn't talk to you for 2 days.
I had it once at Anfield that the game was going there and suddenly I could only see red shirts flying around. The game is passing all over me and I cannot react. And people were saying, what is he doing? And I am like, I cannot do it. I cannot do it emotionally, physically. I cannot cope. Everything goes too fast. And I only had that feeling in my career once, and it was at Anfield. And the crowd is in that mood. They play every ball of that game with the team, and you can feel it.
I love to watch City, but when I want to be a supporter, maybe I want to be in the stand of Liverpool, the Anfield Road.
Liverpool is another asset that comes out, because let's not forget, Liverpool did not win the championship for 30 years. But in Europe, they do well. Why? Anfield. Home game. This is the most heated stadium in Europe in a return game. That's the only place you don't want to go is to Anfield, because the atmosphere, everything is special there, you know.
What's the craziest arena stadium you played at? Craziest fan base?
Definitely in the Premier League, Anfield at Liverpool.
Yeah.
That's like, we were 2-0 up and suddenly there was like an action and their crowd just lifted and got aggressive. And you could see it boost their players. Their players then look a bit taller, run a bit faster. So it is a tough, tough place to go and like take all 3 points. And we should have, to be fair. The cop just sucks the ball into the net. Like, it's weird. It's like this energy that's just like pressure, and then it breaks through. So yeah, that, definitely Liverpool.
Anfield and Chelsea was, you just knew it was, you'd have to be, but you, if you won the game, it'd be an ugly win. You wouldn't go there and win, playing nice football, getting the ball down, moving it. You'd nick a goal. You'd done it with John O'Shea last minute. You just don't enjoy the game of football there. You don't, even though when you win, you enjoy it after, but actually as the game's going on, you don't enjoy it.
Quan diuen This is Anfield, és per aquesta sentència de This is Anfield, hi ha una raó, no és una cosa en market.
Tu l'has notat en el teu propi cos, sí.
Aquell camp té algú que no té en cap altre cap del món. No el té. I quan diuen aquesta sentència no és contiu de màrqueting, és dir, ara ens posarem aquí
ha, no, és molt anterior al màrqueting.
Hi ha 60-70 anys d'història que saben que tots els que van allà és un camp especial. I hi ha una aura que et fan un gol i els pots en 5 minuts, sembla que te'n faran 4. No saps què. Es veus petit, veus no veus contrari, es veus tot arreu.
Even the people that is not in love with that club, they have to admit that it's a magnificent club, incredible stadium, and one of the best atmospheres that I have ever played football is Anfield. So when we say impossible is nothing, definitely is there that impossible is nothing.